Zeal is one of the three virtues that hunters can follow within Hunters the Reckoning. There are also three creeds within that virtue. Those would be Avengers, no, not those ones, Defenders, and Judges. Hunters who follow these creeds typically tend to be very physically powerful, kind of intimidating people. Those who follow Zeal will let very little sway them from their objectives, whatever they may be. And just a quick side note before I get too carried away, we are talking about 4th edition, I believe it's 4th edition, Hunters the Reckoning, because a new version of the game, Hunters 5th edition, is coming out supposedly later this year. Now the first creed we're going to start off with today are the Avengers. These are the main warriors. They go out, they hunt. Their primary objective is to use force to complete the objective. They will almost always be on the forefront of the fight against the supernatural, and they are very good at it, unlike their wayward cousins. Now, if you recall from my Visionary Hunter video, waywards are hunters who have lost their way through the creed of vision. Waywards are united under a belief that the supernatural needs to be purged from the world, but unfortunately, all waywards suffer from some sort of mental derangement. And they usually are not burdened with morals, so if they decide that they're going to take out a vampire nest, the amount of human casualties or the innocent lives lost does not matter to them. If 100 innocents die to take out one vampire target, then it is mission success. And many of these waywards, they pretend to be Avengers, but they are not functionally the same. While Avengers do want to purge the supernatural from the world, they will usually only track down monsters who have done bad or done wrong. A proper Avenger is more obsessed with the score and making sure that everything is even. Unsurprisingly, many Avengers tend to work by themselves. They don't get along very well in the sandbox with anyone, and the edges that the Avengers get for supercharging their powers, they typically are quite aggressive. Avengers are also able to make special weapons that are able to withstand their great cleave ability, and only an Avenger can learn this ability. Next on the list of passionate hunters, we come to the Defenders. Defenders are much more reasonable than their Avenger counterparts. However, where they differ is the Defender is much more concerned about protecting mortal life than an Avenger. For the Defenders, it is better to protect and save the innocent than it is to destroy the evil creature. This doesn't mean that they won't or they can't, they can definitely be quite brutal. They are, however, unprepared to make any more sacrifices for human lives than is totally necessary. Defenders will also protect not only other mortals or human lives, but they will also try to protect their families, try to protect other hunters who they've grown close to. They use lots of careful planning. They don't like to go into a situation half-cocked because that's how you do collateral damage. There's no point in going full-on assault to the big bad evil guy if you're just going to leave a different side of you exposed. Now, some special abilities that the Defenders get, they are able to create tokens, and these tokens provide the wearer or the owner extra special protections or resiliencies that they wouldn't normally have. And these tokens are powered by the hunter's hope. Hope that the light will come, hope that the war will end, hope that the owner or the receiver of their token will make it through to the end of the night. And this will bring us to the third and final creed, the Judges. Judges are similar to the Redeemers in the sense that they want to understand and seek knowledge of monsters so they can decide whether or not that monster should live or die. They believe that evil is a choice, and no matter whether you are human or supernatural, if you decide to be evil, you should be punished accordingly for it. Judges try to do right by other hunters and the monsters, whether they need to take them out or not. They are not above killing a monster, but that is not the only punishment that one can receive. These guys are rather creative, especially when it comes to dishing out some of those punishments. You really wouldn't want to get one of these ones on your bad side. And many of their abilities, their edges, they make monsters see the sinful nature of their actions. They tend to force the creature to take a good, hard look in the mirror. Some more extraordinarily powerful judges, they have a special ability that they can mark a creature with, and it functions a little bit like a brand. If a judge is convinced of a creature's worth or evilness, they can put a mark on that creature, which will be visible to all hunters. Now, we've talked about 9 types of hunters throughout this video series. However, there is one that I haven't really covered too much. That would be the bystanders. These are, unfortunately, failed hunters. They heard the call from the messengers, but they did not act. Bystanders are considered failed hunters. They were able to see beyond the veil. They were able to see the hidden world beyond our existing world, but they chose to ignore it. Bystanders, they are aware of the existence of this supernatural world for the rest of their lives. However, if they do not act when they initially get the call from one of the messengers, then they lose their powers. So now you can see this horrible nightmare world and you have no way to deal with what you see on the other side. There are some who are still able to overcome this and get a second chance, as it were, and still be useful to other hunters, though they never get a chance to get their abilities back. Now, the messengers and the heralds, those are mysterious entities who have given hunters the abilities to fight the supernatural. And from there, they will align with a creed that is part of that virtue. For quite some time, the messengers were not well understood. However, when the Hunter's Storyteller Companion was released, there was some more context, more information given about the messengers themselves. Now, the messengers, they actually serve the ministers. And the ministers are the Ebon Dragon and the Scarlet Queen. The ministers are also known for creating the Kuai-Jin. And the Kuai-Jin, they are vampires from Eastern and Southeast Asia. This made hunters neatly tie into many of the other settings of World of Darkness. Now, unfortunately, in Hunters 5th edition, the messengers are just not a thing anymore. The new edition of Hunters, they still functionally work the same. They are just regular people who have seen beyond the veil into the supernatural. Mechanically, what we know about the new edition, hunters will be powered by drive and desperation. Drive is what's going to allow new hunters to push themselves beyond their physical limits. And desperation is that sense of urgency that grows within you to spur you to action. From what I gather of the new edition, it's going to be a bit of a balancing act between these two emotions. I'm looking forward to seeing 5th edition when it finally does release. Thank you to all of my patrons who continue to support me in the channel. My name's Nathaniel. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.